I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey, chickens, we're still on About the Giggle. We're still in the middle of a very in-depth message from Kendall, which made me think about therapy and how it pertained to regeneration. That's what happens in this podcast. Kendall asks, how will this work with two doctors? Will they team up to fight the big bad at some stage? How come the David Tennant doctor gets to live with Rose and Donna, and the other poor versions just had to suck it up and cross into the other realm of consciousness? Don't get me wrong, I don't begrudge him all that, and I love a happy ending. Just thinking that other regenerations might get a little jealous. Wait, can you be jealous of yourself? Oh, my head. Well, interestingly, Russell T. Davis has said that this bi-generation travels backwards through the regenerations, and that they all have somehow survived their regeneration while also regenerating. So I'm like, okay, that's an interesting concept. So they don't need to do the weird telephone pole region anymore or anything like that. They can all just kind of like live in the world as if they'd kept going. Because there's also that, like, you know, there was the rumor going around that there was going to be a David Tennant and Catherine Tate spin-off. There's also a rumor that there's going to be a Paul McGann spin-off, none of which has been confirmed. I think the only one that the BBC have said is actually happening is a UNIT spin-off, which features Kate and I think Mel? I can't remember. And hopefully Shirley. But yeah, that is all that I know about, really. Because I try not to read, like, the spoilery bits of business, because it's spoilers. Don't like them. And often they turn out to be wrong or slightly wrong-headed or slightly weird, and then you see the episode and you're like, oh, I'd kind of decided it was going to be about this, and it's nothing like that at all. So it's easier to go in blind. Oh, there's another thing. That's another thing that I've been trying to get out of my vocabulary, is things like using the word blind as something that's not referring to someone who's vision impaired. So it's, you know, it's using it as in a metaphorical or an allegorical way is kind of problematic on some level. So yeah, I'd rather than saying that, I should really say I'd rather go in not knowing anything about it, because it's kind of implying that there's something awful about someone who is vision impaired when they, you know, they're living their lives and they're having, you know, a great time. And so the only thing that's terrible is that we think that there's something wrong with them. Like, that's the bad thing. To them, their life is their life. And, you know, if they're not missing out on something, then how do we know that they're not having a better experience of life than we are? Anyway, this is, oh my God, when did this become a philosophical podcast? I guess it always has been on some level, hasn't it? Kendall says, as Nairi mentioned, the gold tooth was a total Harold Saxon ring moment. Which master will we see next? Could we ever see Missy again? I mean, I do wonder if Jinx Monsoon is playing an incarnation of the master. Like, I wonder if that's who that character is meant to be that we're going to meet at some point. Who knows? Also, Kendall's very excited. Confirmed, the Doctor and Donna are brother and sister. Hearing him call Donna's family his in-laws was such a sweet and wholesome moment. Next stop, Destination Christmas, which you've all seen. I haven't, because I'm in my theory dome time, Eddie. Kendall has an extra thought. I feel that each Doctor since the War Doctor, and perhaps before, has dealt with trauma in their own way. And by the time we got to 13, while there were aspects of her that were joyful and exuberant, she was absolutely suppressing her pain. Even when it came to Yaz, she never fully opened up. And unlike 10, 11, and 12, she rarely let slip any sign that she was struggling. If you rewatch Capaldi's regeneration episode, he's so obviously sad and tired from losing friends and family, aka River Song. He even resists regeneration and almost opts for dying instead. So perhaps 13 was a result of, okay, I'll go again, but this time everything's going to be different and happy. But you can't force that, and pretending you're not hurting doesn't make you better. Regeneration back into 10 reflects that the Doctor just couldn't, as Donna said, keep staggering on like this. Therefore, 14 is so much more open to saying I love you, so much better at being truthful about his emotions, and now we'll have 15 who will reap the rewards of that with better mental health than the Doctor has ever had before. Yeah, I kind of love that too. Like the hugging thing, like the Doctor's like, oh yeah, I hug now. Like that was all, again, as an extension of the 13th Doctor being that character, that kind of touchy-feely, very exuberant Doctor. Yeah, I really kind of like that. Next, we have Jordan, who says, introducing the beside myself theory. I do love a title. I woke this morning with the Hooniverse seeping into my thoughts, robbing even my sleep of peace. I pondered the implications of the Timeless Child revelation, which suggests that the Doctor might have unlimited regenerations and a treasure trove of forgotten lives, lives that were spent subjected to experiments that laid the foundations for this power of rebirth for all Time Lords, all before the Time Lords wiped the Doctor's mind, allowing for an innocent fresh start on Gallifrey. Now, with the advent of the Doctor's bi-generation being canon, my mind races. Could this incarnation cycle not be the Doctor's first brush with such duality? The Master, once the Doctor's childhood friend, similarly eludes the confines of regeneration limits. And here lies the seed of my conjecture. Perhaps the Doctor and the Master are manifestations of the same being. Jordan, what are you saying? Look closely at the 14th and 15th Doctors, Jordan says. The latter emanates a carefree, youthful spirit, while the former appears laden with the remembered weight of prior incarnations' trauma. What if the Master's malevolence is born from the residual scars of those early lives, of enduring Time Lord experimentation and torture? This pain, too great to be housed within a single entity, might fracture the self, splitting one being into two, much like an amoeba's mitosis. Oh, wow, this has gone full science. And this brings me to another thought. Might this duality have inspired the phrase, I'm absolutely beside myself? It represents a compelling case for the cycles of trauma and rejuvenation that define both the Doctor and the Master. Jordan, this is a lot. I love it, but it's a lot. I mean, what a berserk theory. Because, you know, for a long time, there was a theory that the Master was the Doctor's brother. back when the Doctor and the Master were only ever male, so that they were siblings on some level. And then there was talk that they went to the Academy together, so they knew each other in childhood, they grew up together, and that's why the Doctor has, you know, you forgive the terrible behaviour of your friends when you grow into adulthood, like the people who've been with you a long time. And it takes a long time to say about someone you've known for most of your life, if they treat you terribly, it's, you know what's weird? It's like we will put up with, from friends that we've had for a long time, behavior that we wouldn't put up with someone that we're in a relationship with. And I was saying this the other day on the Dianelli podcast. It was on a kind of like a bonus Patreon episode. They did like a live Zoom where people could come and ask questions. But I, like, someone was dealing with a friend who was behaving appallingly as far as I was concerned. But, you know, when you're an adult, you kind of hold on to some friends the same way you hold on to family, in that you go, you kind of sometimes put up with terrible behavior from your family because it's like, well, it's my family. They don't know any better. You know, just because I've had a lot of therapy and I've evolved doesn't mean I have to, you know, I just put up with them and, you know, I only see them once a year, which is why Christmas is difficult for people. But yeah, I kind of think that we sometimes put up with behavior from friends that we've had for a very long time that we shouldn't have to. And you either call it out or you just don't engage with those people anymore. Like, you have to kind of at some point, yeah, go, I don't want you to be part of my life anymore. And I feel like the Doctor has never gotten to that place with the Master / Missy. Like, he's always trying to rehabilitate them, always trying to go, come on, stop being silly. We'll sort all this out. And then they, you know, they keep getting constantly re-traumatized by this person who they've known for a really long time and they refuse to let go of. And sometimes I think maybe the Doctor needs to let go of the Master / Missy. Like, maybe the Doctor needs to stop trying to be friends. Anyway, that took a very strange and dark turn. We'll be back in the next episode with more.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.